Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you good for this Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th, 2023, 8:04 on the clock. James and Terry with you right now. We're joined by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Hey.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Friday and Cinco de Mayo on the same day.
Can't beat it. It's a great yeah. combination.
Might be a rough Saturday.
It could be a rough Saturday morning. It definitely could
yeah.
be.
Exactly.
Paul, it could be rough internally, but what is it going to be like weather-wise? What are we looking at?
Yeah, you know, not too rough here with the rain, what we'll see. But, yeah, just kind of the on-and-off rain showers that we'll see out there today yet. Tonight, still more of that Saturday and really, it's hard to find a day without a chance for a few showers developing as we see some more of that chance. Sunday, especially late Sunday, Sunday evening, a few more showers and thunder showers at that point. But yeah, with the clouds and some of the showers at times today, highs mid-60s, 51 tonight, showers, maybe a thunder shower, and then cloudy with more mid-60s on Saturday with some more scattered showers. And then 55 Saturday night, shower chance Sunday, best chances late in the day. A few storms even possible, mid-70s Sunday, 53 Sunday night with a shower thunderstorm chance. And then even Monday, a shower storm possibility here, more clouds and sun, 69, 70 on Tuesday, and low to mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday, still kind of on and off with these shower chances. So very much a little bit of a broken record here with the forecast each day coming up here next week. Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Paul. We there's only so much you can do with the weather. Only so much you can do. You got to give it to us honest, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's nice to be back in normal temperatures, though.
That is nice. Yeah, that is nice. And we're looking forward to this weekend, to next week, and we're looking forward to talking with you more. Have a great weekend, Paul.
All right, thanks. You guys, too.
Appreciate you. Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Greatly appreciate them hanging out with us. We are going to have some fun this hour. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Do some celebrating, not just for today, but Saturday and Sunday as well. And then we have, right after Melissa's News this hour, we're going to make you a star of the day with Culver's. Terry and I are going to play a famous theme song from a TV show. You go ahead and call up at 424-2600. Let us know what the TV show is or some of the actors in it, any of the above. And you'll win a family pack from our friends at Culver's. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. That is a meal you ain't got to cover. That is free
awesome.
Culver's. That is awesome.
I had Culver's last night, not to make you jealous.
Good
but
stuff.
It
good
was
stuff.
Really good.
Had it last weekend, so I'm not
All
too
right,
bad.
Fair
I'm not
enough.
Too bad, yeah. God, never can have enough Culver's. We're going to get into all of that, but as we mentioned with Paul, and we've been talking about it, Cinco de Mayo, and for some, you know, maybe, hey, you know, you're getting an idea in your head, and you're like, well, it's nice out, well, let's have fun, let's have a Cinco de Mayo party, but you want to pull it off at the last second. Well, we are here to help. If you find yourself unexpectedly hosting people tonight, here are three tips on how to pull off a great last-minute Cinco de Mayo party. Decorate with things you already have around the house. You can't go wrong with traditional colors of the Mexican flag, green, white, and red. I imagine there's some people that have green in this state. Go ahead and pull, you know, just lean into that. That's one thing you can do. That's certainly it. Sombreros are never a bad idea. We need to bring the sombrero back. We need more sombreros in society.
That's right.
Especially in public transit. I want to see more. There is nothing like being in Chicago on today. I promise you, we have got a handful of listeners in the Chicago area. If you have a car, you know, today park somewhere downtown and just take the L. Just take the L for a ride. Just go, you know, stop to stop or something and entertain yourself, because you will see mariachi bands on there. You will see a lot of sombreros.
Like the capacity is only half because everybody's hats are touching.
Yes, yes. And it's one of the funniest, greatest things. People watching is really one of those things that you do a lot on the bus and on the L. And it's never better than days like today. One of the coolest things about growing up around there is there's little, you know, there's Chinatown, there's little Korea town, there's all these little spots, and everybody's got a parade and everybody has a day of or something like that. So on days like this, they really come out, the flags are out and everything. It's fun. It's a party.
Yeah.
It's also just fun to sit back and kind of eat your popcorn and watch. just watch all of this happening and everything. Make a signature cocktail. Cinco de Mayo is all about the margarita. You should have beer, water, and soda on hand too, but having a really good margarita recipe ready to go will take your party to the next level.
Well, there you go.
There are plenty of margarita fans out there, but maybe you've been having the same margarita for a long time, or you want to try something different. Here's a good excuse to. Let's see here. And finally, the secret to any great party is music. So get a playlist set up and get ready to have some fun.
Really? Where's the snacks? This is the lamest Cinco de Mayo party.
Yes. Yeah. They really leaned into the last second part.
I think ditch the decorations and instead have snacks.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on
so
that.
We had talked about, remember when we were talking about charcuterie boards and butter boards like a long time ago? But one of the things now that's also surfaced is like you use your whole island or your countertop and you cover it and you make nachos.
Yeah.
So the entire cupboard is covered with nachos. That would be really easy to do.
Absolutely.
You could still pull that off now for tonight.
I like that idea. I've been tempted to try that, though. The person in me, the part of me that really hates making a mess.
Is the cleaner-upper?
Yeah. But
I don't know. One of my daughters has been wanting to do this, and we talked about doing it, but tonight, or not recently.
Yeah.
When it was down the road, it was like, we should do that. But we're not doing that tonight.
No, not doing it.
However, it does sound fun and cool, except for what ends up on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You cover your whole countertop with nachos,
and you put like a paper towel.
Yeah,
down or
well, I would
right?
put.
Or?
I would probably use like parchment paper or something
that.
Yeah, you know, I suppose you could use aluminum foil. That could count as your decorations
you
a little bit, right? Like you get a little shimmer.
Yeah,
but yeah, and then you literally just lay down all the chips and then start putting toppings on. But I think it kind of sounds fun, and it'd be a cool visual.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I think it'd be a blast to do it. Today's a perfect day for it. I'd definitely do that. You know, I just had the... Oh, go ahead.
No, go.
I was just... No, what I had was really bad. I had a That Ain't Right story, because I don't know why, but you said the tinfoil, and immediately what popped in my head is when you've had tinfoil in
your
mouth.
Filling?
Oh!
You know what I was thinking? A way to do this, but still do it, but minimize the mess and not have it on like small trays. They make these little, it's like a little blow up, looks like a little swimming pool, but it's not, it's for serving food. So you can put your dishes in there and then put ice around it. So it's a little inflatable. You could do that.
Yes.
Buy a brand new one, inflate it,
thinking.
Fill the whole thing with nachos, and then when you're done, roll it up and throw it away.
Yeah, we got to party more together. You got some good ideas over here. I like this.
That would be super easy. Oh.
That sounds great. Mark that down. That is some good stuff. I thought you had a good point there about the snacks, so I just quickly did a search of like Cinco de Mayo snacks. Southwestern black bean salad is a good one. They've got Mexican stuffed sweet potato skins. Those sound really good. There's, of course, dips, roasted tomatillo salsa. Lots of salsas today. That's a good idea, too. A Mexican street corner dip, a hot corn dip. So that's sweet and spicy and tangy. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it does sound
really
good.
Some really good stuff here. Go ahead and hit that in your search
bar,
everybody.
And then your normals, right? Like tacos, and you could do some wraps or some, I don't know.
They got an avocado egg roll here. I wouldn't have thought of that, but it looks really good. It sounds really good. Easy avocado egg rolls. That sounds good. Asian than more Asian than Mexican, but you know, it works. These bright and tangy treats take about 15 minutes to make, says them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, our friends at Mid-State Technical College just did a class on egg rolls where you could go learn how to make, you know what I mean, how to not necessarily the what's in it, but to how to actually succinctly make them, you know what I mean? roll them right.
On this list, they have got a lot of good options here and everything. Insanely Good Recipes is where I'm at, insanelygoodrecipes.com. I've been there before, and they have some nice ones. One of their options is pepperoni pizza pockets.
Okay, see, herein lies the problem. Let's say this is just for the kids that people bring along who won't eat the Cinco de Mayo snacks.
Sure.
It's kind of like when you go into, let's say, El Mezcal, and they have burgers and fries on the menu.
Because
if there isn't something to feed the kids, the parents aren't going to come.
It's a great point. Loaded taco nachos. These loaded nachos will be a hit at your Cinco de Mayo party.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
That's a big one. And that's, I mean, when's the last time you heard somebody say, I don't really like nachos?
I like I mean, I love the idea of doing the whole countertop build, mm-hmm. and then that would be kind of like it is what it is. But I also am a huge fan of just all the toppings and people just build their own, like a nacho bar, right? Or a taco bar, like that kind of thing. I love that because then you can do it however you want. If you like spicy, you like more meat, you like, you know, I mean, whatever.
I'm a fan of all of those make it yourself kind of things. I like those. Whatever you do today, be responsible, have fun, enjoy yourself, and you know, good luck in the morning with that mess.
clean it up tonight.
Hey, it ain't a party if there ain't a mess.
Clean it up tonight.
Yeah, clean it up tonight. Take a break. Come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and a lot more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank you, Zoe.
Nice job, Zoe.
Nice work. You know,
I'm thinking that there must be like 5 birthday things in the loop because I think Zoe is with us every Friday.
I think almost every Friday, I've been talking with Seth about it. We're going to work on some more birthday ones, bumpers there.
We need like an odd number so that they don't line. Or I guess that would be an odd number, but you know what I mean? We need a couple more so that they don't line up on the same day.
I agree.
Against you, Zoe.
No.
Love it.
We appreciate her doing it.
Love
Thank
it.
You very much. And it's time to do some celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu, where we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13. South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. We had a little bit of a mix-up yesterday, as we mentioned to the audience, that we had the Friday birthdays yesterday, and we missed out on the Thursday birthday.
Oh, no.
So we're kind of just going to go ahead and read these again, although we do have a qualifier. So for Thursday, as we mentioned a bit late yesterday, Janet King, happy birthday to Janet.
Happy birthday, Janet.
We hope you had a fantastic day yesterday. And Janet, since we're doing it, you know, we kind of mucked it around here and everything. I say celebrate today, Saturday, Sunday. You keep celebrating your birthday, Janet.
I think so. You know, I actually know her son, Brian, and I think she should just hold him to the fire to help her celebrate all weekend.
Agreed. And Janet, you are a qualifier. You're a qualifier for Thursday. Now, Friday, we went through these birthdays. We wished a very happy birthday to Deb Alft, to Judy Neiman, to Josh Cronstant. Happy birthday to all of them. And to our qualifier, Carrie Cramper, Cranbeer. Carrie, congratulations, and you're a qualifier for Friday today. There is one other name we do have to mention, but she could not qualify anyway. Want to wish very happy birthday to my oldest, Bria Ann Krieger.
Happy birthday, Bria.
One of the greatest souls I'll ever know.
How old?
Bria is 27 today.
Nice.
We wish her a very happy 27th. Enjoy your day, Bria. Just one of the most genuine good souls I'll ever know. She is so dang creative and so incredibly funny, intelligent. Every moment with her, I find myself in the moment. I find myself being able to be appreciative. This wonderful hodgepodge of pride and belief in her, while also being just kind of like blown away.
Just
at
in
times.
Awe.
Yeah, just in awe and stuff. Every time I'm around her. I've never been around somebody in my life that I have so much in common with that are such a kin. I understand she's my kid. But still, it's crazy. It's uncanny. We have this inside joke between the two of us. Anytime something happens, and she's like, oh, that's where I get it from. Check mark. Like, we have this long-running check mark list of like, okay, I got it from Dad.
I want to know how many of those are like kind of quirky things, off-the-wall things.
There's a lot of them. There is a lot of them.
And now she's feeling relieved, like, oh, I finally know where that came from.
I am one of the... Yes, exactly. That is exactly it. I am one of the most fortunate human beings you will ever hear. I love and admire and respect all three of my kids. And I just, I don't know how this happened or how I got this lucky, but I'm very fortunate. And I appreciate her so very much and wishing her the greatest of days. Enjoy your day. Hope it's memorable. Bri, I'll talk to you a little bit later. Moving on to Saturday and Sunday, we just have one name on each list. So, Terry, I don't get to make you work at all today.
Yeah, what the heck? So, Seth stole my thunder yesterday and picked the winner?
Yeah.
Although, happy Janet, the qualifier, right? She was our qualifier.
Janet was our qualifier Thursday.
Yeah. So, it was her 80th birthday.
Was it?
So, that's super
cool. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So,
happy birthday.
All right,
80th,
I'll let him
Janet.
Have it.
Yeah, happy 80th, Janet. On Saturday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Diane Hillstead.
Happy birthday, Diana.
Diane's great. We wish you a great birthday, Diane. Hope it's a good one for you. And on Sunday, David Stashek.
Happy birthday, David.
David, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. And thank you again to everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We want more and more of them. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.maloff@civicmedia.us, or you can go ahead and direct message us on Facebook, just like our Facebook page, and direct message us that way. Taking a look at our celebrity list, first up, Adele is 35
Yay!
Today.
I love her.
She's great. She is amazing.
I am. I mean, I really fangirl her music. Like, yeah,
She's one of those artists. I
see love that. Her voice, and I just there's something about her that just gets me.
Before I knew what she looked like or anything like that, I heard her voice, and my first thought was she reminded me of Carole King. And maybe that's because I grew up with the biggest Carole King fan in the world and my mother and her playing Tapestry constantly and everything. But there was something, like, I've never heard anybody sound like Carole King. I've never, for some reason, there's something about her pace and the way that she sings that is so, so kind of like 70s a bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not, you know, it's still obviously in, you know, the aughts, and it's that kind of tone and that kind of speed. But her pace, the way that she sings, her writing, incredible artist.
Yeah.
And
I think she's amazing.
Yeah. What is there something in particular or just her in general?
I have followed her a little bit, you know, and she's gone through some you know, she kind of faded off for a while and went through some things in her personal life and came back. But not even that. No, I mean, truly just like the music. Like, I can just get lost in it. And it is probably her distinctive voice and her writing. But there's just something about it. Like, I can put it on and I could literally just have it on repeat the entire day.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that's how it is with a lot of our favorite artists. Like, we could say, oh, it's this, but you really can't put your finger on it. There's just something about it.
And I don't have that. I guess I don't have that with very many. Like, there's not that many that strike me like that. So I just, I'm
that's
very
cool.
impressed with her.
That's cool. That's a good one to have like that. Henry Cavill is 40 today. Geralt of Rivia on The Witcher, Sherlock on Ina Holmes, Superman in the DC Universe, or at least he was until he kind of like got let go or retired, however you want to look at it. He is going to keep working. He is going to be just fine. Henry Cavill is going to find something. There's actually a lot of talk of him going into the Marvel Universe now to play a particular character. We'll see if that happens, but I think it would be kind of interesting to go from Superman in the DC Universe to going to Marvel and playing something over there. Plenty of people have. I shouldn't say plenty, but there's a handful of people that have.
Really?
Chris Evans was.
Oh, you're right.
He was that's still Marvel.
It's all Marvel, though.
But
Chris
it was
Evans.
A different character he played.
Yeah. I just don't know if you can you do that?
I think it might have been tougher years ago. I think now with fans, they may have a harder time with it than studio executives and that. Like James Gunn, the guy in charge of DC now, him and Kevin Feige, the guy in charge of Marvel, they're friends. They've been friends for like 20, 30 years and stuff. And there's a bit of a rivalry. They're gonna compete with each other, but they're working to be like, you know, there's plenty of room for everybody.
Yeah.
A rising tide raises all boats. And I think more importantly, what they're not talking about that they see is some of these movies aren't doing that good. Like the golden age of superhero movies is more closer to the end than it is the beginning.
Well, because there's a billion of them.
Yeah.
I mean, when there were a few and it was exciting, it was different. And now to go from, I think it's risky for him to go from one to the to the other.
Well, especially you've played, look at those three, like that's not all he's ever done, but look at those three characters I just mentioned. Superman, Sherlock Holmes, the Witcher. These are big roles. Yeah. These are big time characters and everything. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes. Very good actor. Very good actor. I really admire, he won me over when he got the role of Superman, and I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. In the first interview, he's talking about how he researched and found out the way Christopher Reeve trained. And that Christopher Reeve, that was Christopher Reeve in that suit. That, like, most Supermans, they've got the body suit, they got the padding and all this to make them look all that. No, that was Christopher Reeve. He worked out to get in shape like that. They didn't have the special effects they did. So Henry Cavill did the same thing every time he played Superman. He got in shape. So I don't know how much there is, maybe a little padding, but that's him in those outfits. And I respect that. I respect that.
Absolutely.
Taking a training to that. And the homage, the tip of the hat to Christopher Reeve, I thought was very cool. Let's see here. Daniel Fishel is 42. She's a Topanga on Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World.
Remember that show?
It's a great name.
That was
name.
Kind of after us.
Yeah, yeah. My show, sister and brother really liked it. But
Topanga.
It's a good name, though. Topanga. I like that name. That's all I know about that show.
Yeah, me too. Pretty much. And then they had a comeback, you know, like five, seven, 10 years ago or something. And she was on it still. Same actress.
She, I'm a little surprised, because when I saw like clips of it and everything from my brother and sister watching it, seemed like she seemed like the most talented one.
Yeah,
on
and super
show.
Cute. You know what I mean? Like,
Yes. Let's see here. Tina Yothers is 50 from Family Ties. Tina Yothers. And I said that name in a while. Let's see here. Kurt Loder is 78, MTV News legend.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Kurt Loder was the eagle on The Muppet Show. All this chaos, radio DJs and all this, VJs, the early days of MTV, all this stuff. And then I'm Kurt Loder with the news. I just want you to know I'm normal. I really liked Kurt Loder. I thought he did great reporting. He's an actual journalist. Like, he was a bona fide journalist.
Oh, really?
And everything that took this huge chance going to MTV. And I don't know if this network's going to work out.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of gray area here. But he wanted to be a reputable news source on that channel. And I look at what MTV
a risk that worked.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know about now. Do they have any music on MTV anymore?
I literally couldn't tell you the last time I watched
either.
MTV. I have no idea. I don't even know if a ballpark or the last time I watched it.
I don't even know. But I see like previews or commercials, you know, for like all these weird reality shows on there. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I got no
remember
interest.
When it was music? Like,
can we stop doing the 16 shows, the 16 and pregnant, or the 16, all that stuff?
Yeah.
Can we please stop that? I'm obviously not saying don't help those kids. Please do it.
Well, you're not
just
helping those kids,
you're
putting
not
them on MTV.
Yeah, you're not helping. No, I ain't helping nobody. Jonathan Rhys Davis is 79, Gimmel in the Lord of the Rings movies. He was Sala in Indiana Jones movies back in the day. Michael Palin is 80. The great, the legend, the wonderful Michael Palin is 80. Monty Python superstar. Love you, Mr. Palin. One of the greater character actors of all time, Lance Hendrickson is 83. The android Bishop in the Alien movies. Ed Harley in Pumpkinhead. Jess Hooker in Near Dark, that TV show for a while. You know Lance Hendrickson. You just may not know him by name. One of the greater character actors of all time. And the wonderful, the great, celebrate some people no longer with us, the wonderful, the great Tammy Wynette was born on this day in 1942, passed away in 1998. If all she had ever done was Stand By Your Man, she's still a legend. She's still a country music legend, let alone all the other things she's did. Great songwriter, impeccable voice. Like I don't pretend to know country music, but I feel very confident in saying one of the top 10, top 20 voices of all time in country music.
Yeah, I would agree.
I feel very comfortable saying that. Like, incredible artist. I just want to take a quick look at Saturday and Sunday, see if there's any big hitters on those. Let's see here. George Clooney's birthday is tomorrow, 62 for Mr. Clooney. Big fan of his. I think George Clooney, I don't know if him and I would want to hang out. I don't know if he'd want to hang out with me, but I do respect him as an actor.
My first recollection of him was ER, but before that, like, was he doing stuff or was ER kind of his breakout?
One of my favorite stories about him actually involves that because he's on Entertainment Tonight. Actually, I think the last time I ever saw Entertainment Tonight, because I can't stand that show.
Hey, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, yeah.
No, don't.
No. He's being interviewed, and the announcer, part of the reason I don't like this is because the interviewer, they do this low-hanging fruit, cheap pop kind of stuff and everything, and hey, George, kind of don't mean to embarrass you, which they say because they want to embarrass you.
Because they're going to, trying to, yes.
George Clooney's big break was Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
He was in that?
Yep. It was his big break.
I saw that movie.
Me too. Everybody needs.
But we were like, I mean, I was probably like 12, 13.
Same here. So he's interviewing, and the interviewer thinks, I got you.
Like he's making fun of him. Yeah.
He's this big sex symbol now and everything on ER. He's just starting to do movies and everything.
Okay.
And he laughs. Genuinely laughs hardcore. It's like, you saw that? It's like, oh, it was so much fun.
I had
so much fun on the set, and we did this,
cool.
And I learned so many things. I'm like, I like this guy.
That's awesome.
I like, maybe he's grown and changed in some ways, and there's some things about George Clooney that I don't necessarily agree with, but that kind of guy hasn't changed.
Yeah.
He is also the chairman of the board now. He's kind of our Frank Sinatra. He's kind of our, as an actor goes, he's the guy that kind of leads the charge for actors and stuff.
So, like, 22 years ago, ish. We were in Vegas for a friend of mine for her wedding, and we were all out walking around, and we come, we get back, and we were staying at Mandalay Bay, and my, you know, I'm like, okay, a bunch of us went back to our rooms, right? Yeah, and then the bride to be and two other people said, well, we're gonna go walk through the casino one more time. And they go down, and it's there's George Clooney, Noah Wiley, like, and somebody else from ER, and they were down there playing on one of the blackjack tables. Oh, and they were like, so then, you know, of course, the next morning, they're like, guess what you missed? Yeah, I'm like, no way.
Oh, that's rough. Then looking at Saturday birthdays, Bob Seger is 78, Motor City King, well, one of the kings over there in the Motor City, Against the Wind, Hollywood Nights, you know, all that. Good stuff from him. Willie Mays is 92 tomorrow. Congratulations to one of the greatest of all time. Willie Mays Hayes. Say hey, say hey, kid, Willie Mays. One of the greater five-tool athletes of all time, especially, you know, when it comes to baseball. You can't talk about the history of baseball and not mention Willie Mays. Most of us that played baseball, I can't be the only one, especially if you played outfield. You practiced over the head, over the shoulder catch. You practice it all the time. My buddy Chris, God bless him, would hit me pop flies all the time so I could practice
running,
catching from over my shoulder and everything. Oh, and it was all because of Willie Mays. It was all. We didn't have the internet to go look up these highlights and everything. I had the human highlight relay of my father and my papa, like giving me detailed replays of this stuff and like doing the same stuff,
like,
they taught me.
Running backwards, catching the wrong way, right? Like catching like a basket and stay on your feet.
Yeah, exactly. And be able to flip around and throw the guy out.
Unless you have to sacrifice to get the ball. Yeah, but, you know, otherwise, yes, stay on your feet and be ready to throw.
I wake up every day with some kind of crink or ache or something, and I guarantee it is all from, like, me throwing myself at a left field wall or trying to make a crink catch or something.
Yep.
So much.
Or the contortion of your body when you go to make that throw.
And nowadays I see athletes do that. I'm like, oh, you're going to feel that. You're going to feel that one day. But enjoy it.
Yep.
People that are no longer with us on Saturday, Orson Welles would have been celebrating a birthday, born in 1915, passed away in 1985. Citizen Kane, narrator of History of the World, Part 1. And, of course, he's credited as Tom Selleck's boss, Robin Masters, on Magnum P.I.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the War of the Worlds. Like, they don't even mention that about Orson Welles. That's crazy to me. Orson Welles pulled off the greatest prank in human history. Like, nobody will ever be able to top that. For one, nowadays, we jump on the radio right now and try to do that. Well, aliens have touched down in New York City or something like that. All I got to do is pull up on my phone. No, they didn't.
Right.
No, they didn't. No, they. What are you talking about?
But
back then.
Yeah.
Did he pull off something back then? I'm not saying it was necessarily a good or a bad thing. I'm just saying he did it. Like, there's no changing that. And man, what a way to break into the world, like, and everything. That's impressive. I'm sorry. That is impressive to me. And just a couple of names to mention on Sunday of people no longer with us. Tim Russert, a great reporter for many years for Meet the Press. He was the host of that. Robert Haggis. He was Epstein on Welcome Back, Kotter. I loved him. Johnny Unitas, born on Sunday in 1933, football legend. You can't talk about the history of football and not talk about Johnny U. And Gary Cooper, one of my favorite actors of all time, born in 1901, passed away in 1961, Hollywood legend, starred in over 100 films, most of them Westerns, had a 35-year career. Gary Cooper's got nothing but hits on his resume. Helena Montana's Own, just an incredible actor. And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday yesterday to Janet King. Happy birthday today to Deb, to Carrie, Carrie our qualifier, to Judy Neiman, to Josh Cronstent, Carrie Crambier, our qualifier, and of course to my daughter Bria. Happy birthday, Bria. Have a great, memorable day. Saturday, happy birthday to Diana Hillstead. And on Sunday, happy birthday to David Stashek. Enjoy your day, everybody, and we encourage you to get on over to Misty's and celebrate. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to take a listen to Melissa's news. We'll be back with more right here. We're going to have a star of the day coming up.
All right.
It's coming
up. Get ready.
Right around the corner, right after Melissa's news on the morning show here at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What we're about to do right now is play a famous TV show theme song. You call up at 424-2600. Tell us what the answer is, the name of the TV show, some of the actors in it, really any of the above, and you're going to win a family pack from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. That's a free meal that you ain't got to worry about. That's free.
No cooking.
Yeah, that's free Culver's, baby.
That sounds awesome. Okay, I'm giving this one because I cheated and looked at your screen.
Yeah.
Two notes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. I think this is way easier than you are thinking.
I got a reason for doing it, too. So we're going to go ahead and play this for you right now, everybody. Get ready to call 424-2600. And again, as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you can play, you can have some fun. And according to Terry, this is going to be a pretty easy one. Let's go ahead and get right to it. Get ready to call 424-2600 and tell us what TV show this is from. Yeah, you were pretty right on that one, Terry. Let's see if we have a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Well, that's Married with Children.
Yeah, it is. Nicely done, sir. Nicely done. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Matt.
Matt, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad. Sounds like we're going to get a little weather here this weekend, early this weekend.
Yeah. You gearing up for rafter season, my man?
Yeah, apparently schedules should be out. Hopefully by next weekend, I'll have them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's hoping. Yep. So you knew that one right away.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I actually just watched that last night or the night before.
Yeah, I catch reruns every once in a while whenever I can.
It's so funny,
and I don't know how they got away with half the stuff they did. I don't know if that show could like mass
play. You know, because
nowadays.
They just didn't care.
Yeah.
They just were like, if you don't like it, turn the channel.
Exactly. And guess what? The society didn't end. Like, you know, everything was okay. It wasn't like we started making more Ed and Pat, you know, Pegs or something like that. Like, I mean, Ed and Pegs, Al and Pegs existed already. You know, just was kind of bringing it, made people feel more, hey, I don't have to be Ozzie and Harriet. My family's not nearly as bad as this family. And honestly, I think that made a lot of people feel better. I think we need more of that openness, that kind of honest family life and everything. Look, one of the things that people forget about Married with Children, you could pick on them, they picked on each other, but when other people picked on, you know, they had each other's back. They did. How many times did we see Al throw out one of Kelly's boyfriends or something like that because he was a jerk or something? There was a lot of things that they were actually ahead of the game on, as un-PC as they were with that show. I love that show. Stand by it wholeheartedly. Matt, thank you so much for playing along. Well, we got your information. You know where we're located. You've won before. So you go ahead and stop by and pick this up, okay, bro?
All right, sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Thanks a lot for listening. I also have to send a really quick shout out to my papa, because my papa would sing along to this, because it's obviously Frank Sinatra.
Sing along to this?
Yeah. An interesting story about how they got the Sinatra song, though. Like, nowadays, I don't think that you'd be able to do that. They were able to do it back then because Sinatra loved the concept of the show. He was a fan of it.
Oh, interesting.
How interesting is that? And of course, those that may not know, at the end of the episode, the fountain that shoots out, that's Buckingham Fountain in Chicago. It's one of the more famous fountains in America. It's a beautiful thing. You ever get a chance to see it, go for it. It's a beautiful sight. Great cast, too. Incredible cast. God, I love this show. So
I haven't seen it in a really long time. I did come across, not that long ago, our pictures, because I dressed up as Peggy Bundy for Halloween one year.
You have to show me
that,
Terry.
So I just came across it not that long ago, and it was, oh my gosh, it was
I need
funny.
To see that. Please. I've never asked you for anything. Please, I need to see that.
All right, I'll hustle it back up because it is funny.
The reason I had to do this for today, back in 1997, on this day, Married with Children's final episode aired on Fox TV. On this day in 1997.
Had a good run.
Had a great run. Had a really good run. Great show. We'll take a break. Thanks to Matt. Thanks to everybody that tried to call in and win. Be listening next week. You'll have another chance to win some free Culvers. Be sure to wait 30 days. Wait for that opportunity to win. Give other people an opportunity to win. Want to say a big thank you to our sales staff, Steph Schmidt, who does a great job with this whole account and everything. And, of course, a great big morning to our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
And great job to Matt. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We'll be back with more fun here on the Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. I'm going to go ahead and put my hand in my pants now.
Okay? I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, because we need more dudes hands in their pants.
Terry, did I ever tell you how I scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game once? Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Just keep it right here. What do you chase a waterfall for?
Who is this?
It's TLC.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I mean, chasing a waterfall seems like kind of easy, actually. Like, it's not like it's going anywhere. You know where it is. It seems like, hey, I found the waterfall, caught up to it. It doesn't seem like that difficult. I don't know. We're going to get into an interesting one here. Now, Mother's Day is May 14th. Keep that in mind, everybody. If you are like me, you already have your Mother's Day gifts already taken care of. Yep.
You already have them.
Uh-huh. Got it all taken care of. Got it all done. I'm very, very proud of that. I am not traditionally the greatest at... I've always gotten my mother a Mother's Day gift.
Oh, sure.
But I'm not always this ahead of the curve. I just happened to see something that I knew she'd like, got it already.
Have it all set up.
And my mom has had retirement's been great, but it's at the same time, she's had some issues with her hip and things like that. I want her to have a good Mother's Day. I, like many people out here, think I have the greatest mother in the world, so I want to celebrate that. I try to.
All kids should think that.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They should. I hope my kids do. They should. They got great moms. They should. I hope that your kids think that. I hope all kids out there think that, because none of us are wrong. That's the cool thing about this. We all have the best mom, and none of us
absolutely
are wrong. Getting into this topic a little bit now, this Mother's Day, definitely let your mom know she is the best mom. Just a heads up, she already knows. But it's not a bad idea to remind her and everything. An early Mother's Day poll found 73% of moms think they're the best mom in the world. Statistically speaking, 99.9% of those moms are wrong. My mother is the greatest. I'm joking. 80% of moms also said that their family would be totally lost without them. Yeah, I bet you that's even higher number than we think.
Could be.
Yeah. Because while there are plenty of moms that are proud and everything, we all also know there are a lot of moms out there that are their own harshest critic and their worst enemy. So I imagine there's plenty of moms out there that are like, oh no, they could live without me
they couldn't. Most often probably running the day-to-day house, in the household and keeping everybody on task and order. And so I mean, I think that's where that comes from. That's where that comment comes from, if I say it.
My mother worked 45 week hour, come home, dinner, doing laundry, would let me help with the laundry, and that was it. The house was always clean. We didn't have much. We had very little growing up, but we never felt that way with her, with my dad, like the way they made us feel. Like, there's so many things I can think of that I am... my mom, growing up the way we did and stuff, there are times where with me, not my brother and sister, but with me, she's like, oh, we really messed up or we did this wrong. I would not change one thing. Nothing would I change about my life. Now, my mom, I wouldn't trade my mom and dad for Robin Williams and Jodie Foster. I would not trade them for anything. I'm not who I am without them. I'm not where I am without them. I appreciate it.
I think the comment, though, from the list, of like, you wouldn't survive without me would you guys get by without me? I think probably that's rarely intended to be directed at the kids. Directed at whomever your other half is or your partner. Yes.
Very well put. Yes. An important note. Yes. Here are a few more quick stats from this survey. The top 5 skills mom are confident they have are problem solving, nurturing, multitasking, organization, and time management and communication skills. I like the problem solving thing. I wouldn't have thought of that right away, but yes. Oh my God, yes. You think right now of a billion different circumstances where you ran to your mom or you asked mom or mom was in the room and heard something or whatever and she jumped
you have to have
action.
A quick fix for everything.
Yep. And it's always right before school.
No matter what we're talking about, it's always like right before the bus is going to pull up or you got to get to school or something like that. And mom's marathon runners, like able to pull off things like feats of greatness that nobody else could. The top five challenges mom face on a regular basis are school stuff, not enough me time, financial struggles, dealing with kids' medical needs and health, and their kids misbehaving in general. That seems about right.
Yeah,
if we're putting
true.
A top five together and everything. I do think that it is noteworthy, the me time part, because while a lot of these things is just life, I mean, things happen and you can't control and everything, we could all give our moms a little more me time. Everybody could work together in a family, or especially, well, what about a single mother out there or some? All the more reason to find a way, her, the friends, family, somebody, get together and make sure that she has a good Mother's Day and she has some me time.
And it is hard, you know, the me time thing for some people. Like for me, it's hard. It's hard to just disconnect and take that time. Although I did have a pretty strong mentor, you know, for a long time, that she was always like, you have to. You're a better you when you're recharged and when you, you know, and so you, I would always, like I said, just feel guilty, and nobody was making me feel guilty but me.
But if
I was just gonna, you know, take some time, and now I'm like, see you guys.
When it comes to mental health, which we talk about a lot nowadays, my favorite metaphor, my favorite analogy is the on a plane. And they tell you to put your mask on first and then your child's. Every instinct in the universe tells us to put it on our child first. That's what we do. We're parents. That's our job. But you're just going to both pass out, and then you're both in trouble. You got to take care of your own backyard. You got to put that mask on first, and it'll make you, like your mentor said, that much better for your others. This isn't just falls on the moms, though, because as you said, moms will very rarely be like, oh, I'm fine. I'm okay. You know, we have to make them do this oftentimes. Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm taking the wheel from you. Go relax. Go read a book. Go for a walk. Here's a spa treatment. Something. Just something. Give them some time.
This is surprising. One time, well, it happened more than once, but was a specific time was, I think I was like, it was an afternoon on a weekend, and the kids were little, you know, maybe like 4 and 6 or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to lay down for a little while. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just afternoon nap, right? So I go and I lay down, and then it starts the flood of, Mom! You know, Mom, I need this or whatever. And I'm like, where is your dad? You know, and he literally is just in the living room watching TV, keeping track of the kids. But they don't like instinctively go and ask him. They come and wake me up. So we still kind of laugh about that. Like,
that's a good
one. Like, go find your dad.
Where is he? And finally, when moms aren't sure how to handle a situation, the top person they turn to is other moms. 83% lean on their moms for support and advice. If it isn't your mom, oftentimes it is somebody that you look up to or a mentor or something like that.
That's the first thing I thought of when you said that. Who do you look to? And I'm like, oh, my own mom. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and now that's great. That it never hurts to have that data, to have that resource, support, encouragement. Cost nothing can mean everything. That being said, one of the things that I noticed a lot growing up that I wasn't a big fan of is the critiquing of other parents. If they ask your advice about something, that's one thing. That's completely different. Go right ahead and, you know, give said advice. That's a good thing. But the unasked for advice, hey, you know, I just, especially from strangers, or the looks and the judgment from strangers. Oh, that's not how I treat my child. Look, we could look in your backyard and see some stuff,
too. Oh, I think so to everybody. But it is kind of what you said, how in the survey, how 80% of moms feel that they are a great mom. So I think some of it is unintended. Now, it's also unwelcomed, and you shouldn't give unsolicited advice in this. But I also think it's, you know, this is how I did it with my child, so that's what I know, and I see you doing something differently that maybe in that moment isn't working.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes people just interject when they shouldn't.
I don't think it's all ill-intended.
Now, sometimes it is.
I don't think it comes from a negative place. Yes.
You know, sometimes it's, well, I did it this way, and this way is right.
Yeah.
But I also think it's just sometimes this is what we know. And so that's what we, you know, think is right because it worked in our situation.
Yeah. And again, that's all we can do is lean on our own life experiences and everything. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I, part of the reason I bring it up is because I don't think people are always aware that they're doing this.
Yeah.
And it's important to notice, hey, wait a minute, how would I have felt when I was a young parent? I've got this little creature that I'm in charge of and I've got to take care of. And I'm not sure if I'm doing things right. And oh my God, why are they doing that now?
Yeah.
Wait, how did that come out of there? I didn't know that was even possible. I don't even do that as a human being. It's nice to have somebody to go to who has been through it before but can be supportive as well.
Yep.
You don't do anybody any favors, you know, treating people with kids' gloves all the time. You have to be, part of being a mom is being the hard parent sometimes. But I think you could do both. I think you can use one of my mother's favorite words in the world, tact. Mm-hmm. That's one of her favorite things. You could do a lot with tact in life.
Sure.
As we wrap up, I did want to mention one more time, Hoosel's Rise to Music. It's open. Open registration is going on right now, everybody. We encourage you to spread the word about this, not only to any musicians you know, but get people ready for the fans of this, because we're going to have your Thursdays covered in June and July over at Hoosel's at 1497 Alpine Drive in Nakusa. This is our second annual one. All musicians can play along. It doesn't matter if you're a mariachi band or if you're a country band or whatever, we want you. All musicians are welcome. Just make sure you have a minimum of 15 minutes of performance time, all set up and ready to go. Now we're able to feature you on Max Inc. Radio, on Director's Cut, all over the map. Civic Media is all over the map from the edge of Wisconsin to the top. So you're heard from all of that whole state. You are going to
That's
be able
awesome.
To heard. Our qualifier prize is a radio interview right here, performance at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Ballpark, and a $200 cash prize. Grand finale prize is paid residency at Hoosel's at the Lakes, studio recording time, radio interviews with Civic Media Network, performances at the Rafters Ballpark, cash prize, and title of Rise to Music Champion 23. Encourage you to get in
that
on this.
That sounds awesome.
It's really fun.
And I like what you said about the variety.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Think about that.
Yeah.
You go on a Thursday night and you might hear, you know, some sort of ethnic music. You might hear some bluegrass. You might hear some rock and roll. You know, I think that's cool. Yeah.
It's so much fun. We encourage you to be a part of this. Spread the word about it. Go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com to register or just find out more information. That's hoozlesrisetomusic.com. Or be sure to follow along on the Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Hoosel's Rise to Music. Terry and I will be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.